We are live at SDN headquarters, and you're listening to SDN, and we're here to bring you the latest news. So remember on December 29th, 2022, when we talked about Andrew Tate and his arrest in Romania? Well, we have several new updates about Andrew Tate and his Romanian arrest and case and stuff like that. I didn't really want to talk about it that much, like, right away, because, you know, I just wanted to, like, watch it and see how it unfolded. But now we have a lot of new information about the Andrew Tate thing, and there's a lot of sources, you know, saying different things. So I would say I will probably stick with the most recent one. So it's saying here, Andrew Tate allegedly turned women into slaves, prosecutors say. I say allegedly because there's a lot of fake news, like, across the internet, there's a lot of fake news, you know, and I'm not going to just say it outright, oh yeah, Andrew Tate had women as slaves. That's why I say allegedly, because you never know what the truth is. But it's saying that the woman from Moldova thought it was love. Internet celebrity Andrew Tate had offered her a new life. They even discussed marriage. He asked for only one thing, absolute loyalty. You must understand that once you are mine, you'll be mine forever, Andrew Tate told her on February 4th last year in one of dozens of WhatsApp messages cited by Romanian prosecutors who alleged he trafficked and sexually exploited several women. Andrew Tate, an influencer with millions of online followers, urged the woman to join him in Romania. Nothing bad will happen, he reassured her on February the 9th. But you have to be on my side. The following month, Romanian prosecutors say Tate allegedly raped the woman twice in the country while seeking to enlist her in a human trafficking operation focused on making pornography for the online platform OnlyFans, a site that allows people to sell explicit videos of themselves. The allegations and messages are included in a previously unpublished court document dated December 30th and reviewed by Reuters, which paints the most detailed picture yet of the illicit business allegedly run by Tate, a former boxing world champion, and his brother Tristan. So, what do you guys think? I'm not on either side. I just want to continue to watch how this unfolds, because the truth always comes out. So, if Andrew Tate really did do something like this, then it's going to come to light. But if Romanian prosecutors are just, you know, arresting that man for no reason and just putting stuff on him for no reason, that will also come to light.